Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Road to Recovery group of Alcoholics Anonymous. My name is Jeff, and I am an alcoholic. Would everyone please turn off your mobile phones or switch them to a silent profile, and please try and keep disruptions to a minimum. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other, that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organisation, or institution. Does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. This is an open meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. In support of AA's singleness of purpose, we respectfully ask that sharing be confined to alcoholics. And when discussing our problems, we confine ourselves to those problems as they relate to alcoholism. There may be visitors here who are unfamiliar with our tradition of anonymity. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and television. This tradition is a constant reminder that personal ambition has no place in AA. We are sure that anonymity is the greatest safeguard AA can ever have. We therefore seek your cooperation in protecting the anonymity of our members at the public level. The format of tonight's meeting will be 3 10-minute speakers, followed by a fourth speaker till approximately 8:30. The meeting will then be opened to the floor and closed at 9 o'clock. Can we have a moment's silence to remember Tradition 5? Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. And now introduce tonight's final speaker. It's Andy.
Yay! No, Yay! I'll main it, Mum. Yeah. It's such a privilege to be up here, sharing for yet again the newcomer, because that's all I've got is my experience around this group, and I'm sharing it for the newcomer. That's my job. I want to start off by saying thank you to Wayne for showing me how to live life on life's terms. I am an alcoholic, and my name is Andy. Did not say, I never not said that. Anyway, no, I just come here for friends. I want to say thank you to Wayne, because he taught me how to, like I said, live a life on life's terms through the teaching and the practice of the 12-step program. Secondly, I want to thank Dave Kay, because after several attempts at going into institutions, I heard him come in and he shared the message, and it was so inspiring, appealing, that I wanted what this guy had. And every day, every time he came into this place, I would be sat at the back, and every week he came in, I moved a bit closer to the front, and because I heard him all the time, and I thought, yeah, this is what I want, so I'm going to do what he's done. And I came out, and my friend Michael, he met me. I owed him £600, something like that. And he said to me, that money was, for other things. I don't want it. All I want you to do is come along to my meeting and see what I do. Because he had been in the treatment center as well. 6 days he lasted. And he got kicked out, and I heard about this, and I thought, oh my God, he's going to die. And I came out, and there he was. And he said, "And listen, come along to this meeting, it'll blow you away." So I'm not a fool. I'm stupid, but I'm not a fool. So I came along on a Tuesday night, and I heard a bunch of you guys sharing this message, and it says in the basic text, an alcoholic armed with the facts can win with the confidence of a newcomer within hours. And within the hour and a half as I was there, you guys won my confidence. You told me there was a way out, there was a solution. And I sat and I listened, and I thought, Mike, you told everyone about me. because as Andy said, I was a little bit vain back in those days. Yeah, in those days. And I sat and I said, these guys are speaking my language. And but come the end of the evening, I said, this is amazing. I think I got Wayne on the Tuesday on that meeting as well. Wednesday. Yeah, I got Wayne on the Wednesday. I didn't even know he was going to be my sponsor. He just said, phone me tomorrow. I said, all right, I will. And then Mike said, Wayne's your sponsor, is he? I said, I don't know. So I didn't know. But I phoned him anyway, and he was more than happy to take me through the Trusted program. See, I gave him carte blanche to show me the way. I didn't argue with him. I didn't argue a little bit. And he showed me how to live this way of life, leading by example. And that's the thing I like about this group. This group leads by example. Now, we didn't all reach 20 years, 15 years or whatever and come here because this is where, you know, like the old timers go to die. You know, we came here because we were ill people and we stayed in this meeting through sobriety. And, you know, that's what I want to thank, you know, Wayne, Alexis, John and Andy, Dave, for being those old timers that made this meeting what it is. It's probably the best meeting in the world for carrying the message. You know, and as Andy said, you know, what a thing it is. It's a fantastic thing where we can get excited about a person that walks through the door who's crumbling and living the worst days of their life, because we can get excited about the days that are about to live. And that's how it worked for me. I was frightened. I didn't want to live life. The fear was about not being able to take a drink. And I found out so quickly that you don't need to take a drink. The fear, I found a higher power of my own understanding, which was the group. For a long time, it was the group, because you guys were sober and you are definitely a power greater than me. So I relied on that, and my belief in the group grew. My faith in the group grew, and it was astonishing just what kind of life I lived. Because before I came in here, I was in and out of institutions, got as many prescriptions for the doctor as I could. I was married, which it only lasted 18 months. I was unemployable. And I came in here, and within 3.5 months, dear Wayne said, get yourself a job. And I went, pardon? He said, and your sickness benefit back. I went, really? And I thought it was a bit extreme. But I did, and lo and behold, they give me 2 months' money that they owed me. So even when I got a job, which Mike got me, he got me the job with another crew, and then we suddenly went together and became a crew together, and Andy come and work for us as well that then, and we were three amigos. You know, we were out there doing the work, singing all day long. Mike did a lot of farting, but it was just a beautiful time, you know, somewhere I hadn't worked for a long time, and there we were in this wagon, big cross underneath the mirror, all the books on the dashboard, you know, we were living it. We were living this program. And we went to every meeting we could to share this message, because we wanted to share it from the hilltops, really. And people didn't like us back then. They still don't like us now. We don't care. So there we were, going to meetings, sharing the message. And that, at that time, people were coming into this group because they loved what we had. I'm not just saying we had, but they were the only people there that were sharing this message. So they came along, and there's been lots of people come to this meeting as a direct a result of it. And it's just been lovely to see. I tell you what, we did service today at a local school, and a young girl said to me, she said, I would like to ask you, how do you feel when someone new comes through the door? Does it remind you of the way you were? And I said, look, I feel dead excited, because I do, because I know what kind of life they're going to get if they do the things we've done. You know, this program works for anyone. Like I said, I'm no fool, but I'm stupid. And if it works for somebody like me, it can certainly work for anyone. To think that I've been around for 20 years is like, it seems like a bit of a joke. But I took it serious when I came in. I didn't want to mess around anymore. I was given 3 months to live when I went into this last institution. But that never stopped me. What actually stopped me was knowing loneliness like few people ever will experience, knowing degradation, the desperation, the humiliation that goes along with drinking, you know, and that's what stopped me. That's what made me want to change, because I went into an institution in 1990, and I came out, and I want people to know this, because when I came out, my ego was so up in the air, you know, my head was like that. And I never did anything, just to allow people to polish my ego. And after a year, the ego was, people stopped saying, oh, Andy, you're looking really good, you're doing well, blah, blah, blah. And it stopped. I had nothing else to rely on. So I drank. The only thing I could do was I drank, because that's my nature. Something drastic had to happen to me, and that was, Reese says it, she was high bottom drunk one day, a low bottom drunk another. And that was the same for me. You know, I drank champagne with the, you know, with the suits, and I drank surgical spirits with the winos. You know, it didn't matter for me. I'm an alcoholic. My rock bombs have been, I kind of hit rock bottom and stayed there for about 20 years. The thing was that my last rock bottom, even though I was given 3 months to live, and I went into this institution with a different opinion, a different thought process. I wanted to get well. So I did what I was told when I was in there, paid lip service, and I came out. Mike probably belonged to me, and I got Wayne as a sponsor, and I got involved with the group. I've always done service, no matter what happens. I've always done service, and I think that's really important for a really important part of my recovery, is that getting involved, being a paid up member of this home group. And this home group is not like other groups. Because of tradition four, we're allowed to carry the message in whatever we choose. And we choose to think of the newcomer every time. When people share up here, they don't talk about drinking, drink stories, or they don't talk about alcohol that much. You know, we encourage a newcomer to see that there is a solution. And it's vastly more than that. Because when I got that first job, it was amazing, because I was earning my own money, paying my own bills. I got the Yellow Cavalier, which I blew up on the way to do a share at Broadreach. It's only my own fault, because I didn't put oil in it, and then it blew up. But I was learning. Each and every day I was learning. And I've learned so much. I've learned how to become a man in this meeting. And it's directly as a result of this meeting. Not AA. Through this meeting, they carry the message of AA. But this meeting, the way the message was carried to me. You guys inspired me. You made me want to do something. You know, you made me want to better my life. And as a result of it, we worked together for 3.5 years. We were the last people on McNicholas, you know, and that was brilliant. The job was ending, so me and the girlfriend, because that's it. I had this lovely girlfriend, and every day, every week, for about 9 years, I asked her to marry me, because I was so in love. And she said no every time. She didn't trust me. She didn't trust who I was. My behaviors were erratic, and I would always make arguments to go and have a drink. So she said no. I worked this program for 2 years, and she asked me to marry her. Now, do I feel grateful? Every minute of my life, because she's my best friend. You know, she's been through thick and thin with me, literally thick and thin. But, you know, she asked to marry me. Well, we got married and we bought a guest house, which we worked for 15 years. Now, when I first came in here on a Friday night downstairs, you know, you could smoke and all that. I had to pick up Doggins. That was my first thing. I needed to pick up Doggins because I couldn't afford baccy. I was down there and this guy was sharing, I'll tell you what, if you ever come into recovery, don't get yourself a guest house. And we just bought a guest house, you know, and it was hard work, but every day I put this program in place and every day was a better day, a good day. And we worked that for 15 years and we sold it a few years ago, and I took on a brand new challenge. I became a tattooist. Going from a dropout drunk to working on the roads, then becoming a hotelier, and now I'm a tattooist. Literally, I can face any challenge that comes at me. And that's what I found as well. I can face challenges head on. As Andy said, 2 years ago I had a stroke. And I was paralyzed and I couldn't speak. All I could say was yeah and a swear word. That was it. After 8 weeks, I think it was. But when I managed to start saying a few words, I phoned Wayne. And he said, look, listen. Because I was really emotional because I couldn't speak. And even though I didn't know I was going into depression, he said, look, come back to the meeting, get back into the structure of things, you know, and I came in, I was tearful, I saw people, this group was so good to me, they stuck by me, they don't shoot any wounded, you know, and I came in, I sat down, I cried a little bit, because it was such an emotional time for me. And knowing what you guys had done in my life, you allowed me to live happily for all those years. And when this happened and I came back in, you were there. Just, it was like a big cuddle, you know. And I sat there and I started coming to meetings. And as I did, my speech started to come back. My anxiety level went down. My depression went down. You know, and I became, again, a fully paid member of this home group, and I started doing service, and it's been an amazing journey. Just, you know, two times I recovered is through this group, you know, and I think, and I do thank God, and I bless you all with everything I've got, that you stuck by me, and, you know, you're still a part of my life. Gary, 2 years sober, mate, fantastic. What a great time to be in recovery. You know, 20 years has gone like that. You know, I'll say I was a young boy when I came up, but wasn't. I was middle-aged. but I've reached 55, and I feel more alive today than I ever did. You know, I have this overwhelming passion to share for the newcomer. You know, I want people to get what I've got. And I wish they could just walk in my shoes for a day, because they would, you know, they would know exactly what I meant. You know, I've had to work at it though. We don't just come across this solution and do nothing, sit on a chair and just listen to it. We've got to put effort into it. I'm not saying I'm the best, I'm no saint. I just want people to know, if you manage to put the effort in on a daily basis, then you can recover. And you can recover so quickly, you know, that 20 years down the line, you're still pinching yourself. How did this happen? You know, because people's money was not on me to recover. You know, I was very poorly when I went to the last institution that I went into. I've had my ups and downs, you know, but life is life. You've got to, this is a silly saying, if you get lemons, you got to make lemonade, yeah. But no matter how bad it's got, I've never once wanted to pick up a drink. Never once, not in 20 years. When I became serious about working this 12-step program, never once. The obsession to drink left me, and it's never returned. That perception on life has really changed as well. I'm a grateful alcoholic, and I've never seen a grateful alcoholic drink. You know, people that come in and work their socks off for this get everything that they need. We have to work at the wants. We have to work at the things that we want. You know, and in working this program, it's allowed me to encourage me as well to do the things that I've always wanted to do. You know, like being a tattooist. Amazing, what a job. I get to inflict pain on people, get paid, and they come back and ask more. Nice work if you can get it. You know, it's a job that I've always dreamed about, and now I'm actually doing it. So, you know, anything you can think about that you want to do, you can do if you put your mind to it. If you work this program, do the right things will happen. It's an amazing, amazing program. I just want to say thanks to each and every one of you, because you've all played a part in my recovery. You know, I wouldn't have been here if it weren't for you guys. I wouldn't have been here if it wasn't for you guys sharing the message, for carrying this miraculous message to me, and also living, leading by example, because, you know, you guys are the family I made for myself. You know, you've got my back. Well, most of you anyway. You've got my back, and you know, you care. If I wasn't sat here tonight, you'd be saying, where's Andy? Yeah, just like if any of you wasn't here tonight, you'd be saying, where's so-and-so? Because we care. But the caring I got was by being given the truth. I'm a dead man walking with this program. Mike says it, my life is on HP. You know, if I don't do this, they'll take it away. You know, actually, I've not done bad, because my speech is usually all over the place, but it's not been bad tonight. So, by leading by example, I've been able to go one day at a time, 20 years in a row, and it's Like I said, I did service with John and Nigel today. Fantastic. What a feeling it was to speak in front of all those children, to let people know that this is a place, a resource within the community. Thanks, Jeff. A resource within the community. If anybody has or knows of anybody that's got a problem with drink, you know, they could come and speak to us. It was brilliant. Service with Mark yesterday at a local treatment center. You know, see, you see these guys' eyes lit up. And that's all I'm here for. You know, I love doing service. I love seeing the life come back into people's eyes when they suddenly realize, wow, if he can do it, I can do it. Or if she can do it, I can do it. You know, because we got, which I think is the best sponsorship in the world. I don't know anywhere that helps people recover in such a specific way. And it's all down to this 12-step program, but it's down to this group on the way it carries its message. You know, we dress up smart because we have respect for the group. You know, and we, tonight, curry night, what a buzz. I'm having a curry tonight. And that's what we do. We go on curry nights, do fun days. What a great privilege it is. My social life is better today than it ever was. I get to see all you lovely people, you know, at least twice a week. Before, I had to sit at home, drink, and drink again. That was the only social life I had. You know, today, I've got an amazing life. Thanks to you guys. God bless you all. I'll leave it there. Thanks.